Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
This week, we are focused on health. That is the focus of our week. Health and wellness. Food as fuel. The power of eating with purpose. We eat to live, or at least we're supposed to. Or do we live to eat? Nutrition is often the most underestimated pillar of wellness, yet it's the foundation of our energy, the foundation of our immunity, and even emotions, can you believe it? Well, today, we unpack how food choices can either build resilience or slowly break us down. That's why we have Dr. Karen Anikom joining us on the line to give us some perspective on just that. Dr. Anikom, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again today.
Hello, my dear friend. It's so nice to be with you guys again today.
Thank you very much,
Doctor. And talking about a very important subject, and that's food.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm very excited.
Lovely, lovely, so, Dr. Anikom. How does what we eat impact our brain? How does it impact our mood? And ultimately, how does it impact our productivity?
Okay, I'm so glad for that question. Like yesterday, I said I always start at the brain. That's the top story.
Okay.
So if people don't think that your brain is very important, it is. Our brain is very, very important. It's made out of fats and it needs a lot of nutrients. Okay, our body's got 9 essential nutrients,
right?
60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids.
Right.
And that's what we are supposed to give our body every day. So how does food impact our brain?
Right.
Very easily. If we eat the wrong combinations or the wrong foods, we do have a brain problem. Like, for instance, if we take milk and sugar together, it creates alcohol. And
did you say it creates alcohol?
Yes, inside the body.
Okay.
And we all know what that does to our brain.
Right.
So can you imagine? You give your little ones in the morning a processed cereal with milk and sugar.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
By the time they get to school, alcohol's got a different outcome in children than in adults. Adults feel sleepy, I won't explain all the other stuff with you, but we do not get half. We do not get highly energized from alcohol.
Right.
But children do.
Okay.
They get highly energized by alcohol.
Right.
And then the brain needs catecholamine.
Right.
That children's brains need, otherwise they are diagnosed with ADHD.
Okay.
So now, what happens when we have bad combinations of food with the little ones in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem at school. So can you imagine what that does to the children's mood at school?
Right.
And then they want to put our children on drug medication.
Yeah.
So we just need to give our children good food in the morning.
Right.
And not the processed stuff with the milk and sugar combination.
And we call it, call it a sugar rush. And yet our children are drunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our children are drunk, my brother. It makes brain inflammation and brain fog.
Mm.
We need food to energize the body and the brain and our moods. We want to be in a good mood, in a godly mood.
Mm.
And we want to be productive.
Mm.
So if we eat good life food in the morning, that give us our 90 essential nutrients or part of it for our first meal, the body will be energized.
Right.
And we will be able to concentrate and then also be able to be in a good mood.
Okay.
And be productive. And be productive.
Yeah.
We need B vitamins for the brain, especially B6. It's very important for the brain.
Okay.
So we need to at least start adding the nutrients with our first meal in the morning.
Right. Talk to me about the difference between eating to satisfy hunger and eating for optimal health.
Okay, most of the time with my patients, 99.9% of people do not understand what is hunger. To feel like food and to really be hungry is a total different concept. I always say, please fast for 27 hours, 72 hours, and then we talk about hunger again. We eat out of, how can I say, a feel that we must eat, and we just feel like food. And then we go to the all the refined foods and the high sugary foods, and that's a big problem. We need to take a break from food as possible, as every day. There's a lot of talk around intermittent fasting, but intermittent fasting, but God gave that to our people 170 years ago, when in spirit of prophecy, he tells us to not eat 5 to 7 hours between meals and not to snack. So if you don't snack in between, you will be hungry for the next meal and you will be able to eat all the good food and again get all the good nutrients that we have to fill up the 90 essential nutrients.
So how can we develop a healthy relationship with food, Dr. Anukam, in a culture of indulgence as ours, eh?
Okay, first of all, temperance. We need to teach our children. Sorry that I concentrate on children today, but that's the new
That's all right. That's
generation.
all
And
right,
if
Doctor.
we can get them to do the right thing, maybe the older people will learn from them. So first of all, temperance. We need to eat two meals a day. I never talk about breakfast, lunch, and supper. I always talk about first meal and second meal. We need to have our first meal and then 5 to 7 hours later, our second meal. After our first meal, we need to start to drink water a half an hour to a half, half an hour to an hour after our first meal, and we need to sip, sip, sip right through the day our water little by little, and then we can cultivate a relationship with food, to see that we need the food to survive, not we need. There's a saying, do we live to eat or eat to live? We need to eat to live, not to live to eat. And then and that will be a good one to develop a healthy relationship with food. We need to see food as something that our body needs, and not something that we want to indulge in.
I hear you.
I am also human, so sometimes with a birthday or a celebration, there is some sweet stuff. I really try to eat the good sweet stuff, the honeys and the date syrup and not the refined sugars. So yes, there is time that we really want to just have something nice to eat because we have a something to celebrate. But that must not be the norm every
Regular,
day. The norm must be I need godly food for a godly body to sustain my body, to carry me through the day, to do what I have to do. And that's the relationship we must have with food.
Talk to us, right on that note of godliness. What biblical principles support intentional eating and plant-based living?
Okay, first of all, God made Adam and Eve. We all know that. And if you want to know if that story is really, really true, we need to look what's in our bones, the minerals.
Okay.
We have calcium, magnesium, boron, chromium, iron, manganese, selenium, silica, sulfur, phosphate, and zinc inside of our bones. So where do we find that outside? We find that in soil. So if we do not believe that Adam was made out of soil and the ruach blown into his nose, I am sorry for you, because it's all in our bones.
Yeah.
So where did God place our first parent? He placed them in a garden, and he gave them all the fruits and the seeds and the nuts for meat.
Okay.
After sin came in, Adam had to till the ground to plant vegetables. So I always make a little joke and say, if you do not like the spinach, the maroch, the kale and the broccoli, we need to take that up someday with Eve.
Yeah.
Because our bodies need that. Okay, when God took his people out of Egypt, what did he give them to eat? Manna.
Yes.
And they were longing for the meat pots of Egypt. And he took them out of the camp 3 days, and he gave them the birds to eat, and the meat was still between their teeth, and they died. Before people start eating meat, they must really think how old they want to become.
Yeah.
Because there is clean animals, but they are all very sick today. And when we eat animals, it makes a lot of metabolic waste.
Okay.
I usually call that doo-doo food.
Yeah.
Because after eating meat, we want to sleep, because now the body needs to break down the whole proteins, and when he breaks down that whole proteins, it makes metabolic waste, and then our body just wants to sleep. But when we eat live food, like God gave us in the Bible, the fruits, the vegetables, the seeds, the nuts, then we are alive. You want to go out in the nature and go walk when you eat. You do not want to sleep. So the whole Bible, I can keep you busy for the whole day, is full of giving our people instructions what to eat and not to eat. And we need to focus on what you want for your body and what God wants for us. And that's a healthy body. So you can make your choice.
I hear you. I hear. Final question, Dr. Hanekom. How can communities be educated to make healthy, affordable food choices? I mean, we have a variety of communities. There are those who have and there are those who have not, but still there is a need and a requirement to give guidance. So please try and be across the board as you give the advice on what education we need to make healthier, affordable food choices.
Okay, first of all, we need to train our communities to plant for themselves. There's an organization, Planting God's Way. They go out into communities and they take small pieces of land and they educate the people how to plant.
Right.
So that we can teach them what is the healthy food choices for them. I always tell people, nobody can convince me that a bag of potatoes are more expensive than the meat, the cheese, and the eggs.
Mm.
And if we can train communities on what to do with good foods, that you can cook a potato, you can bake a potato, you can make a brownie with a potato, you can do so much with a potato. It's a superfood. But I also need to show you how to plant the potato so that we can feed communities and get as much out of God's earth for them to eat as possible. So that's what I will do to educate communities.
Lovely. The idea is brilliant. Perhaps one day we'll find somebody who's going to teach those who are in urban communities where there is very little to no land, if there are some urban garden. I think I saw a documentary about urban gardens. So the idea of planting your own is a very good idea, Doctor.
And I know a fantastic young man from Zimbabwe that can do that for you guys.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
I love him Tibet, and he
Lovely.
will train everybody.
Absolutely. That's brilliant. Thank you very much. A producer will be in contact with you about that. Thank you very much, Dr. Arnickel.
Thank you, my dear. You guys must have a great day.
Yes, we will.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Dr. Honeycomb. And that's how we conclude our conversation with a good doctor talking to us about food as fuel and the power of eating, which is in the purpose. You don't just eat, you eat for a good purpose. My goodness.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.